Now, in preceding programs, we've been going into the matter of what is the church that Jesus Christ founded. He said, I will build my church. He did build his church. And we have seen that it is not a political organization. It is not a visible organization of a group of people you can see meeting in a certain place, or a combination of them joined together, or anything of the sort. The true church of God is composed of those individuals, whether they are scattered or whether they're together and organized. It is merely those individuals who have and are led by the Spirit of God, who have surrendered their way and turned to God. They are the organism, the spiritual organism, not a political organization. They are the spiritual organism in whose actual fleshly human bodies, as a collective body, the Spirit of God is working, carrying on the work of God and developing them, growing spiritually, continually, so that they shall be born into the very kingdom of God. Now, Jesus founded his church by sending his promised Holy Spirit, and it was on the very day of Pentecost, 31 A.D. It wasn't in the year that most people seem to think. The true church, the church of God, as you read of it in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, is not many divided quarreling groups or denominations or sects or anything of the sort, but it is one church composed of many scattered members, one church united in spirit, united in mind and attitude of heart, because its members have totally surrendered their wills to God. They have yielded to the correction and reproof of the Word of God. They study the Bible to live by every word of God, to be corrected by it, to grow in grace and in knowledge. They are overcoming, they are enduring, they are growing spiritually, and they collectively are doing the work of God, and they are the instrumentality. They are the body of Christ. As God did his work through Jesus Christ as an individual when he was here on earth, he said, of myself, I can't do a thing. Of myself, I can do nothing. So said Jesus. But he explained. He did a lot of things. He said, the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. How did the Father dwell in him? The Father was up in heaven while he was here on earth. But it was the power of the Spirit that emanated from the Father. The Father dwelt in him in spirit. And it was the Spirit of God in that body of Christ that did the work of his ministry for 3.5 years. Now he went to heaven. And he said, if I go, I will send another comforter. And the power of the Holy Spirit on that day of Pentecost came and got into the collective body, the invisible spiritual organism of human beings, of his church, his body, and that now became the body of Christ through whom God was working. And so the true church is the one that's doing the very work of God.